about the St. Leonard Society. Yes. St. Leonard was the patron saint of prisoners. And my father had started the society with the idea that, and Dad was the first president, and I was just a young lawyer at the time, with the idea that we'd develop a group home for young people getting out of prison. Because most young people who get out of prison have no support. They just end up back on the streets and whatnot. The idea of the group home was, you know, that you'd create an atmosphere, they got good food, there'd be house parents, you know, would sort of take some sort of care of them. We'd find ways to get them jobs. And at that time, a lot of the jobs were pump of gas in gas stations and being bank clerks. You know, very entry-level clerical or blue-collar jobs. And then most of them hadn't had much education, right? This is what they're going to need to learn their, have their education in their work. And then I became interested, and I went on the board, and I was the chair for many years, the president for many years. And we eventually ended up, I think, one night after, we had seven houses. So we had one dedicated to young people, one dedicated to drug addicts, we had one dedicated to, I think, sexual predators. And, you know, the programs were all different, but they all involved, we tied them all in with a church. So they all involved people from the outside community visiting, getting to know them, doing work with them. They all had house parents 24 hours a day. We had counseling programs, and we all had work. The most important thing in helping rehabilitate is a misnomer, right? Because it means they've been habilitated. And a lot of these people were brought up as kids in one-parent family, and mother was a drug addict, and they got beaten around, and, you know, sexually abused, and they, you know, talk about rehabilitating that person is pretty wacky. But the goal was to habilitate these people, and I'm absolutely certain in my mind that the most important thing in terms of people being able to live a life that conforms with the minimum society norms, so they can enjoy their life and still stay within the law, is gainful employment. Nothing else comes even close. And so, you know, we spend a lot of time finding employment for them, and we were very successful. People were very supportive of the program. And one of the things that, and I'd like to find out what's happened to St. Leonard's in the last few years, because I've lost touch with it. We started encountering problems because the federal and the provincial government have thoughtlessly permitted these oil companies to start dispensing gas at the pump automatically. Now, I understand that you have to be proficient and efficient and competitive when you're dealing with something that China or the Japanese or the Vietnamese or the French or the Americans might take away from you and do. I understand that. But the Japanese aren't going to come in and pump gas. If our gas is a little more expensive because we're paying some young man to pump gas, some young women, the Japanese aren't going to come in and take that away. And yet those were really important entry-level jobs for people who often didn't have education, they didn't have employment skills, and taught them to get up in the morning, and taught them to say yes or no, sir, and it taught them to wear a plastic tie, and it taught them to clean windows, and it taught them to be reliable, and they learned that if you did, you get bonuses, and that if you didn't, you wouldn't get so much work, and things would be tougher, and it taught them a lot of those important social skills that are critical before a person can get employment. And as I say, I think employment's the most important part of habilitating people. And likewise with bank tellers. I mean, I've never understood why. If I were the dictator of Canada, the first thing I'd say is you get rid of the self-service gas stations. Second thing I'd say is get rid of the ATMs. If you need to have a bank open 24 hours a day, good. You make lots of money as a bank. And because those jobs, the teller jobs and whatnot, were very low, again, entry-level education jobs to the clerical world. And I myself, I say with shame, I do sometimes now use the bank machine, but 9 out of 10 times I go stand in line and I complain. If it's too long, I complain. I ask, see the manager, and I say, you know, like, I'm a customer. I want to say, well, you can use the machine. I don't like to use the machine. I like to have personal contact. I like to see the young people who are in here working. I like to know that I'm helping provide them an income. And I don't want to use your damn machine. And I'm a customer, and you're going to lose me if you don't. And now I've noticed, if you noticed in the last 2 or 3 years, now they're emphasizing retail banking more. There's more tellers. Not because of Jim Taylor, but because of the economy, right? But there's all sorts of things like that we've done in society that have made it harder on those people who are the most disadvantaged, right? People who've got a criminal record, who've never been educated, who've been abused while at home, then the most disadvantaged, the weakest in our society. And I think you judge the quality of a society by how it treats its weakest. And there we've done a very bad job. And I would go to gas-delivered stations. I didn't use self-serve for years and years and years, but there's hardly any gas stations left. And certainly hardly... I don't know of one that serves. There was one at Mackenzie Heights I used to drive to, but I don't know of one that serves you gas and provides employment for people. But, an aside, but we don't think about these things enough. I don't think anyone thought about that problem. And so what do they do? What does the government do? This is what I mean, I've become an economic conservative. So what does the government do? Right? They allow gas stations to do self-service. They buy technology from the U.S. and Japan. They put that technology here. They put a whole bunch of our people out of work. And then what do? They introduce a government program to teach job skills. You know, give me a break. It's wacky. It's wacky. I'm a true conservative in that question. I think it's absolutely wrong for the market to interfere through regulation in a way, in any way that gets rid of entry-level training jobs. And to think they're so arrogant to think that they can do it through a job skills program, which I bet you doesn't produce 5% of its graduates who get a job. Whereas our graduates went on, the ones that didn't go back to jail went on. Our graduates went on from pumping gas to delivering pizza and then being the assistant manager at the pizza place and then going back being the assistant manager at the gas place, right? And I knew, I still know people who send me cards at Christmas and bring me up to life on what's happening with them. People that, you know, young people as they were then, that I got their first job pumping gas. Mm-hmm. And then they had problems. I went down and I begged and said, oh, give me another job, blah, blah, blah. And I still get cards from them saying, telling me, you know, I'm married now, I got 2 kids, you know, I'm working as a millwright, you know, life is good. Never would have happened without St. Leonard's and the work he did, etc. So it was that's a very important part of my life, that St. Leonard's work.
Good. Well, I'm glad I pulled it out of your rich CV, but it's frustrating for me to see to have only a couple of hours to talk about. And to cherry pick a few things out of the CV like this, maybe we can meet again.
Maybe. I'll see how I, you know, I'm doing well now. I've had, August has been a pretty good month, but you're seeing me on a very good day, and some days I'm not so good.
Well, play it by ear then.
But thank gosh, I think I've remained mentally relatively alert, and I'm kept both my partners, my equal partners, have because we got some junior partners, have they've sworn to tell me if they think that my brain's starting to go. But I don't think my brain's starting to go yet, and if I can just keep my whole body together for a few more years, I'm looking forward to lots of other challenges.